Well, hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. Have you ever been through a process that took really long and you knew it was the right process, you knew that you were going the direction that you were supposed to go, that you wanted to go, and yet you wondered if you'd ever get there? I certainly have. Back in 2013, I started some graduate school, and I've perhaps shared this before, I'm not sure, but I started in 2013 and I was full-time in ministry, had three young kids, we were just getting into the sports realm and running to basketball games and all this stuff. And here I was working on a master's degree, taking 3 to 6 credits a semester, and I was overwhelmed. And we got to be about 2 years into the program, and I wasn't quite yet halfway done. And I remember I put together this spreadsheet that showed all the classes that I had yet to take and when I would take them. And I needed to see what was in front of me. I needed to break it down so that I knew that the pain that I was experiencing, the late nights and the early mornings and the every spare moment in a book or writing a paper, those kinds of things. I needed to know that that was going to pay off, and I needed to have a sense of some progress. And isn't it true that in our lives, in our goings and our comings, life can be pretty tough sometimes. I get out of bed these days, and at this age and with this present state of me, my body hurts sometimes. I groan a little bit just trying to get out of bed in the morning. And I need some hope that things are going to get better. And the Apostle Paul knew this when he wrote the book of 2 Corinthians, when he wrote his letter to the church in Corinth. He knew that there are moments, there are seasons of life where we're just not quite sure where we are, if we're going to get there, and we need some encouragement. And that's why he wrote these words in 2 Corinthians verse 5. He says, "For we know that if the tent that is our earthly home is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this tent we groan, longing to put on our heavenly dwelling, if indeed by putting it on, we may not be found naked." And here what Paul is saying is, look, I understand that in this tent, in this body, in this life, it's tough sometimes. It's just really hard. And our physical bodies tell us that this world isn't quite right. Our relationships tell us this world isn't quite right. Our work, the sweat of our brow tells us this world isn't quite right. And yet our hope is that there is another world coming. Paul says, "For while we are still in this tent, we groan, being burdened, not that we would be unclothed, but that we would be further clothed, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life." Friends, I've shared this before too, that one of my favorite lines from music in the last 10 to 20 years is this line from a guy named John Foreman called, the song is called "The Shadow Proves the Sunshine." And the reality is that the groaning that we experience now reminds us of what's yet to come. Not that we wish to remain unclothed, but that we wish to remain further clothed in the glory and the goodness of God when he comes back for us, when he gives us this new life. It says, "He has prepared us for this very thing, who's given us a spirit as a guarantee." Friends, our hope is that this world isn't the end, and the groanings that we experience and the pain remind us of what's to come. But here we have the Holy Spirit as a guarantee of what's to come. God has left the Spirit as a deposit, bringing the presence of God to bear in our lives. We're so grateful for that. And so Paul says, "We're always of good courage. We know that while we're at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight." Isn't that a great line? For while we are at home in the body, we're away from the Lord. Friends, while we're at home here in this life, we know that we're not yet where we're going. We're going to get there, though, and that gives us hope. So we walk by faith, not by sight. We walk trusting that God, who promised to make things better, Jesus, who promised to go and prepare a place for us, Jesus, who promised to return again in bodily form to make things right, to make broken things beautiful, he's coming back for us. We walk by faith, not by sight. "Yes, we're of good courage," it says in verse 8, "and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. And so whether at home or away, we make it our aim to please him." Friends, we live this life with a view, with an eye on the life yet to come. And because of that, we make it our aim to please him. Now, I want to read just one more verse here. And this is an important verse for us as we consider the ramifications of keeping our eye on the prize. For me, when I was in seminary, working full-time, trying to get school done, I knew that the prize was going to be worth it. And in fact, here's the prize. I get to be here with you. I wouldn't be here otherwise. And so I'm so grateful for that. But friends, the prize, the reality for us is that how we treat this life, what we do in these earthly tents, has everything to do with our experience in eternity. Not that some of us will be saved for our good works and others won't. No, that's not how it works. Salvation is always by grace through faith in Christ alone. We're not saved by our works. But listen to this in verse 10. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Why should we keep our eye on eternity? Because the reality is that what we do now has impact on our eternity. We said just recently here at Cornerstone that how we treat our money, what we do with our earthly treasure, has everything to do with our experience of a heavenly treasure. The same is true here. How we act in this life, what we do in this life, has everything to do with how we're judged in the next, not for salvation, but for reward. Paul says, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Not to be punished. Praise God. If our names are written in the book of life, we will experience no condemnation when we stand before the Lord. He's not going to condemn us. The condemnation, the wrath of God, was propitiated. It was satisfied in Jesus. We will not be under condemnation for those of us who are in Christ. And yet, we will be judged. We will be judged according to our good works so that we can receive that which is do us according to those works. Friends, that's called the judgment seat of Christ. When we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, God will reward us according to our good works. And we're going to be glad that we kept our eye on the prize in that moment. We're going to be glad we kept our eye on eternity, that we walked by faith and not by sight. Friends, I know there's a lot of groaning in this life. I know there's a lot of challenges and struggles and pain. Keep your eye on Jesus. Keep your eye on eternity. Walk by faith, not by sight. And you'll be so glad you did. God bless you, friends. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.